USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In his first town hall since taking office, President Joe Biden pushed his plan for a COVID relief bill. The president's $1.9 trillion package has drawn criticism from Republican lawmakers for being too expensive and not targeted enough to provide economic recovery from the pandemic. But the president says his plan will create millions of jobs this year, telling CNN economists agree that now is the time to spend big.
This is the first time in my career that there is a consensus among economists left, right, and center that is over, and including the IMF and in Europe, that the overwhelming consensus is in order to grow the economy a year, two, three, and four down the line, we can't spend too much. Now's the time we should be spending. Now's the time to go big.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The National Guard units guarding the U.S. Capitol could be there until the fall, according to new reports. Emails between the National Security Council and the Department of Defense reportedly show that there have been internal discussions about keeping the Guard in the Capitol until the fall of this year. But Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the plan remains to send those troops home in mid-March. He tells Fox News that there have been internal discussions about a longer mission, but only for planning purposes.
There was some internal discussions about hypothetical potential future operations. I mean, you know, Neil, the Pentagon's a planning organization. That's what we do. We plan for all kinds of contingencies that actually don't ever happen. And so there was some internal discussions about, well, what if we needed to keep them longer? What would that look like? That's what we're expected to do. We're expected to be ready for to answer those kinds of questions. But right now, Neil, the plan is mid-March to end this mission.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship, citing the ruling Communist Party's alleged human rights abuses. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows that they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals. That's the thing that I think the administration should be working on. It should be working with the IOC and our partners all across the world to say, enough, we're not going to allow this kind of bad behavior to be rewarded by the privilege, the enormous honor of hosting an international Olympic competition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.